This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori. And you know, there's always so much golf news to digest. And here to offer his insight on some of the top issues in the game is golf insider Dan Rappaport. Now, Dan is a golf insider for Scratch and host of Dan on Golf. Dan, I'm delighted you're on Talking Golf. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been, I feel like we've been going back and forth trying to figure out the right time to do this. So I'm stoked to do it now. Obviously, the major season's in the rearview mirror, but still a lot of golf left this year, so I'm excited.
Yeah, and I love your work. Really been a big fan of your work through the years. And well, since the FedEx St. Jude is in progress, final round this afternoon, and the first of three tournaments in the FedEx Cup format, let's just talk about that. You know, I'm so glad they eliminated the starting strokes format. I just thought that was so ridiculous. And so I couldn't stand it. And now the top 30 who reach each East Lake start at even, and the winner is then crowned the FedEx Cup champ. But what are your thoughts about the overall format and the little change there?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it stems back to this sort of macro problem that the PGA Tour has, which is there are five events that stand alone as far as importance and significance in our game. And the PGA Tour doesn't own any of them, right? It's the four majors and the Ryder Cup. And so they started this FedEx Cup in 2007 for two reasons, right? You know, you want to have a season-long race, you could pump some more money in, but also they wanted something to big that felt like their own, and it just hasn't quite worked. If you look at the Players' Championship, I feel like the Players' Championship has more importance now than ever before. You know, I think TPC Sawgrass is an iconic venue, and I think, you know, it being right before the Masters, I think they've done a great job with the Players, but the playoffs haven't. They just haven't. I think last year reached a little bit of a low point when you had just this drama-less final round where Colin Morikawa was winning the actual golf tournament, but Scottie Scheffler was way ahead in the, you know, sort of the net division, and it needed a change. And you know, I never thought that the tour players or the tour itself would agree to the change that they've made with the Tour Championship. I just, you know, because we've talked about this a lot in golf. How can they change the FedEx Cup? How can they change the FedEx Cup? I never thought they would agree to a proper finals, a proper playoff format where you get to the finals and then everything wipes clean. Because there's always been this talk about, oh, well, you know, if Scottie Scheffler has been the best player the whole year, it's not fair if he doesn't win the FedEx Cup. Well, that doesn't really hold up in other sports, right? We don't say, oh, unless the Lakers are in the NBA finals, you know, the NBA is going to die. It's like that's sports. And the regular season is one thing and the playoffs is another. So I think this is a step in the right direction. I actually think they should go even further. I think the FedEx Cup should just be the regular season and it should just wipe clean before the playoffs. Top 50 in the leaderboard after this week, move on to BMW. Top 30, move on to East Lake, and then we play straight up. I think that would add a lot of intrigue. There'd be a lot more drama, I think, in these first two playoff events about trying to get to that number, and there still is now, but it's so hard to follow. I mean, I was watching even last week, in Greensboro, and they're trying to update you on what Mark Hubbard needs and Matty Schmidt needs. And it's just, if this guy makes a bogey and that goes from a three-way T2 to a two-way T4, and it's just too much going on. I think they need to simplify it. I think they need to get out of Memphis and Baltimore as the first two. I think there's so many other places around the country. And I think this is one of the things that Brian Rolapp, the new PGA Tour CEO, and Strategic Sports Group, which is this, you know, consortium of American billionaires that have a seat at the table now at the PGA Tour. You know, if they're looking at this with fresh eyes, you imagine they're in a boardroom, right? And you're thinking, okay, we got three events in August. We're going to go to LA. No, we're going to go to New York. New York crowds are always great. No, we're going to go to Chicago, right? BMW. No, we're going to do Memphis and Baltimore. we're leaving stuff out there. And I understand that, you know, FedEx is based in Memphis and Coca-Cola is in Atlanta. And they're, you know, it's not as simple as let's put the tournaments here, there, or there. But I would expect these playoffs to change pretty significantly with new leadership.
Right. And don't even go into the money payout. That is so freaking confusing that I don't even think people really care because these guys are making so much money as it is. So we're not even.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
the one thing I'll add to that is like, yeah. Have you ever watched a football game and someone's like, oh, you know, Patrick Mahomes is making $47 million. Just no one cares. Right? Right. It's not what the fans watch. It actually even turns them off a little bit, I think.
Right. But I think some people do care that Rory McIlroy is not playing in Memphis. He skipped the first tournament of this playoff format. I'm sure the PGA Tour is upset, as is Federal Express. What are your thoughts about it?
They're definitely upset. But listen, you know, I think Rory learned a really tough lesson a couple of years ago. And I think that lesson was, you know, I put myself out there. I was basically the spokesman, the conscience of the PGA Tour for 2 years. And I took all of this heat and I stood up in front of these microphones and I talked about legacy and loyalty. And when it was time to make a deal, I was not in the room. And I think Rory learned a lesson there, which is I got to take care of number one and I got to take care of Rory McIlroy. And I don't think that he would have done this if he didn't win the Masters, because, you know, if he has another season where he doesn't win a major, wanting to win the FedEx Cup, you know, a fourth FedEx Cup is another, you know, kind of bullet point on his resume that he'd want to add. But now I think we've seen he had this little swoon after the Masters where he was kind of in a weird mood. Don't really know what was going on, but I think he really got back to normal when he went over back to home to the Northern Ireland for the Open Championship, finished in the top 10 there. And then I saw some videos of him partying on a yacht. And that's kind of what we wanted to see from Rory, right? Like you won the Masters, you did it, right? Like enjoy your life. And I think, look, you can't ignore the fact that he finished basically dead last year. Memphis, you know, I am at home. I have a very strict no Memphis in August policy. It is just way too hot from what I gather. And he probably looked at the numbers and said, the most I can fall is like three or four spots. I'm going to get to East Lake no matter what happens. So would I rather stay in Europe where it's really nice in August for another week, or would I rather come back to Memphis? And look, it's not an epidemic. He's literally the only one who skipped this week, right? That's 69 of the top 70. But I completely understand it from Rory McIlroy's perspective, and I understand the PGA Tour being not so happy about it. So, and I think that's another potential benefit of the format that I proposed is you wouldn't be able to skip. You wouldn't move on. So I get it from Rory's perspective. I get it from the PGA Tour's perspective. I know in this culture, we really want everyone to take one side and feel really strong, but I just kind of understand it on both sides.
I do too. And, you know, Rory, but, you know, Scottie Scheffler is there. Talking about somebody who doesn't have to be there. Scheffler is playing. So,
but I think it's been a fascinating dichotomy of watching those two and how they react to winning major championships, right? Obviously, Scottie doesn't have the scar tissue that Rory has. Scotty won, you know, the PGA, and as he said very, very famously in his press conference, it lasted about 2 minutes, and then he was on to the next. You know, he won the Open Championship. If Rory won the Open Championship at home at Port Rush, you would have seen him in the Harbor Bar until 2 a.m. You know, Scotty, I think, probably went home to have a Diet Coke and watch Netflix. So I just don't think that Scotty rides the emotional right. roller coaster that Rory does.
It is who it is. They are who they are, for sure.
That's right.
And speaking of the two, they're just, to me, they're really interesting studies. You might, you know, I never thought Scotty Scheffler was boring like a lot of people do, because I just think he's such an interesting study. And to your point, his comments at the Open Championship were just so interesting, but that's who he is. And you termed it in one of your pieces for Scratch, complicated emotions Scotty has about golf that he shared in that press conference. What were your thoughts when you heard Scotty talk about all of this?
Yeah, it was certainly jarring. He certainly didn't need to go there. I was in the room, and it was a pretty straightforward question, you know, and I actually think, like, he was asked a similar question on Saturday night when he had the lead. And it was a very different answer. It was, you know, I'm going to go out there and try to birdie the first hole. And you know, I enjoy competing. I almost think he found a catharsis in it. I almost think it was like a little therapy session for him out there. You know, one of the benefits of therapy is like you have these complicated emotions in your head and then they're just sort of sitting there and they're looming there and they can become this sort of boogeyman. Whereas if you just talk it out, I think sometimes that just feels better. And it's not like Scotty came to some, you know, conclusion or thesis that changed his life. But I think just the act of talking it out made him feel a little bit better. One thing I will say about Scotty, you know, we saw Tiger Woods inspire a generation of golfers to get in the gym. I think we're going to see Scotty Scheffler inspire a lot of golfers to get in church. I really do believe that. I mean, some of the younger players that are coming up now, like a Luke Clanton, like a David Ford, who just won PGA Tour U, faith is a huge part of their diet. It's a huge part of who they are. And, you know, I think there, you know, there's this organization called the College Golf Fellowship, which, you know, seeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To bring college players closer to God, and I think it's going to become increasingly popular because these guys are seeing a player who has reached a level that we have not seen since Tiger Woods, but he's got this sort of work-life balance that seems to be the envy of all of his peers. I remember when I was over there for the Open and Justin Rose was talking about it almost with a little bit of envy. Like, this guy has these two tent poles in his life. He's got his faith and he's got his family, and those keep him so grounded that this golf thing is just a profession for him. And, you know, whereas you contrast that with Rory, he wears his heart on his sleeve, right? Every tournament is so incredibly emotional. I think there's something to be said for just sort of not getting too high and not getting too low. And I think, you know, the reason he's able to do that is because of his faith and his family.
I agree. He is such an incredible role model, Scotty Scheffler. And he has figured it out. He really has a great balance in his life. And he's put everything in perspective and he's shared it with the world. All right, let's move on to the Ryder Cup. Boy, this will be fun to see what Keegan Bradley is going to do, not only with his captain's picks, but with himself, right? So you have Scotty Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, JJ Spahn, Russell Henley, Bryson DeChambeau, Harris English as the top six right now, right? Scotty's in mathematically. JT, yes. Colin Morikawa, I don't think so. I would say no at this point. Ben Griffin, yes, in my opinion. Keegan, I would say yes. I know how difficult it will be to be a captain and a player. I can only, you know, guess how difficult it will be. I can presume how difficult it will be. But I just think he can do it. If anybody can juggle that, I think he'll do it. And it'll add so much intrigue to this Ryder Cup.
Well, it's already going to be the biggest Ryder Cup, certainly in my lifetime, just being at Bethpage Black and being in New York. You know, the media attention is going to be the on-site experience is going to be next level. I saw some photos that came out a couple weeks ago. They basically built a city around the first and the 18th hole at Bethpage. It almost looks like they moved the tee to the left to move the tee closer to that 18th green so that there's even more of a stadium feel. I think he's going to play. I saw, you know, I keep in touch with Keegan. I've seen a shift since he won the Travelers. I really have. You know, I think before he won the Travelers, I think he was never going to pick himself unless he won and unless he finished in the top 12, at least in the points. And he did both of those things. And before it was, you know, there's so much here. I'm going to, you know, I don't know if I can juggle it. And, you know, I'm focused on being the captain. Now it's, you know, actually the PGA of America said to me when they gave me the captaincy that they wanted me to be a playing captain. And, you know, now that I have all these assistant captains, you know, I'm starting to think of a world where, okay, maybe this is actually possible. And I think with Keegan's, the way he's played this year, but also just the character that he is, I think those other guys that you mentioned, the guys who are locks to make the team, the Scotties, the Xanders, the JTs, the Brysons, I think they're going to say, dude, we want you to play. We feel like you can add more. And this is another sort of dirty little secret about Ryder Cup captaincy. I think, I don't know how much it honestly matters. They don't hit a shot. The most important thing that they can do is with their picks. But, you know, everyone said that Steve Stricker was this incredible captain. That's because they won by a lot. And, you know, everyone, you know, Jim Furyk, when he lost his Ryder Cup captaincy, you know, everyone was hammering. It's because the players didn't play well. You know, it's still the players that hit the shots. And I do think he's going to play. And I think you're 100% right. I think it's going to add just another layer to a Ryder Cup that's really already on steroids.
Oh, it's going to be amazing here in New York. I mean, everybody is so pumped. But I think Keegan, you know, he is multifaceted. I think he can do it. Not everybody can do it. A lot of people are just more one-dimensional and linear, right? But Keegan seems to, you know, have a lot of talents that we're just really discovering on, you know, beyond golf, right? A leadership talent.
Well, I think. And I think also like the fact that he's been able to play this well with this Ryder Cup captaincy looming already, I think shows an ability to compartmentalize. That's going to be, you know, super important. You look at, you know, he's definitely a lot younger, but I mean, Luke Donald isn't playing at the level that Keegan Bradley, you know, a lot of these guys, when they take this Ryder Cup captaincy, it takes over their life. And, you know, it's really, really difficult to juggle both. And Keegan, you know, when he got the captaincy, it was before he won the BMW. So he wasn't even necessarily going to be in all of the signature events and everything for the following year. He gets the captaincy and then goes on this run. And I think that's proven a lot to himself and to everybody else.
All right. I think Cameron Young should definitely be on that team, having played and grown up near Sleepy Hollow in Westchester. I do not want Wyndham Clark to be on the team. I just am so opposed to his behavior at Oakmont. I can't get over that, Dan. I really can't. And I just think he shouldn't play for the U.S. I'm just so upset at his behavior. And I just don't think he made really the proper apology. Even if he did apology, I don't think he deserves a spot based on his behavior and his anger management. He can't deal with it.
I think the apology is what angered the Oakmont membership and the golf community even more so than what he did. So when it first happened, you know, I said immediately, we're either going to get a denial or an apology really, really quickly, right? Because if it's not true, you go out and say, this is not true. If it is true, you better apologize. And I think also, if we look to the major before that, the PGA Championship, he had another outburst where he flung his driver backwards into a sign, but it was a T-Mobile sign and T-Mobile's on his hat. And so you got this heartfelt apology, you know, the notes app on the Instagram page. I'm looking to be better. And then he does what he does at Oakmont and doesn't apologize until he shot like 6 under in the first round of the Travelers and then has to do it in a media interview. And then also, you know, saying, oh, I want to move on for Oakmont's sake.
Yeah, right. Like he's telling us to move on, you know, he's telling us that we need to move on.
Right. It's like, I liken it to like, you know, someone, you know, a buddy comes over and he takes your last sparkling water. Right. And you're mad at him for taking the sparkling water. But if he just kind of apologizes and like, man, I was thirsty, I'm sorry. But if he comes up to you 3 days later and he's like, I don't know what you want me to say, I want to move on. You're like, well, now I'm not even really mad about you taking the sparkling water. You're just being an ass, you know? So I think the apology went the wrong way.
It did. Now, Chris Gutterup, I'd love to see him, you know, raised in New Jersey and went to Rutgers. I'd love to see him on that team as well.
Yeah, I think he's got to have a strong playoffs. You know, there's always a player who kind of gets hot at the end. What an amazing 2 weeks, really a career changing 2 weeks that he had over in Scotland and Northern Ireland, you know, winning the Scottish and then playing as well as he did. I think they want him to be on that team too, but I think he's got to show it. He's got to continue to play well because he doesn't have the pedigree of a, you know, if it comes down to Chris Gauthier versus Colin Morikawa, and Goddard's coming in off a T35 and a T40, you know, Collins a little bit more of a sure bet. So I think he's got some work to do, as does Cameron Young. But it's fun to see, you know, two tri-state guys are pushing at the right time.
That's right. And how about Patrick Cantlay? He hasn't really done much, Dan. I don't think he deserves to be on the team this year, as much as, you know, he's had that Ryder Cup experience.
I go both ways, because on one hand, he was so pathetic in the majors this year. I mean, he finished 36th in the Masters, which missing the cut at the Masters is embarrassing. I mean, there's like 85 players in the field. You got seven past champions who, you know, don't play on the PGA Tour at all. And you've got like five amateurs. So you really have to beat like 10 other players. So finishing T36 in the Masters is not like finishing T36 in the US Open. And then he misses the cut in the next three. So does he deserve it with his play this year? Absolutely not. But he was one of the bright spots in Italy. The hat situation, it breathed life into the American team. And he was maybe the best player for the Americans in Montreal in the President's Cup. So
good point.
It's a tough decision. He's a different player in PGA Tour events than he is in majors. And he's actually shown in the last two team competitions. And also Xander Schauffele loves him, and Xander Schauffele is going to be on that team. And they've been a really strong pairing that the U.S. can trot out there and not really think twice. So I agree with you. He wouldn't be on my team. I do still think he'll probably nab one of those last two spots.
Plus, we love Joe LaCava. Yeah. We want to see Joe there.
Anytime, yeah.
Let's
get
guy.
Joe and Rory, you know, let's get Joe and Rory on the first tee on Sunday in singles and watch that crowd wave their hats all over the place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.